This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
For a second, put yourself in the shoes of the parents of Gabby Petito. Your daughter has been out for many, many months with her boyfriend, doing the young thing, going, experiencing the world, or the country anyway. I mean, an exciting thing at that age. And something you may even encourage, like, yes, go experience this while you can, while you're at that point in life. And suddenly, boyfriend comes back with her car, but not your daughter. And you're like, what the hell? Where is she? And nobody is giving you any answers. And you think, well, we know their family pretty well. We've, you know, gotten along. She's even stayed over there for long periods of time, even lived with them. Can we get together here and figure this out? What is going on? And the other family doesn't say jack to you. They just hold up in their home, extremely quiet, with their son who showed up with your daughter's car, but not your daughter. And nobody is willing to give any answers. And they do this for literally weeks until their son, who did show back up, goes off to the woods and offs himself. And then still, radio silence. What kind of people would you think those parents are on the other side that your daughter was dating? The parents of the boyfriend. To have that callous and cold-hearted demeanor towards you, your emotions of your daughter being missing, and trying to find answers. It would be utterly baffling. And I think it is still utterly baffling as to how someone would act in that manner. It doesn't add up. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever, unless maybe, is there something being covered up? Is there more to the story than just Gabby dying? Did she die for a reason? Did she know something? Why do I ask all these questions? Because they haven't said anything. Other than I wrote a letter to my son that says, burn after reading. And by the way, your girlfriend's dead. You killed her. And we wrote you this letter and we found your body. And when no one else could find your body. Utterly, ridiculously suspicious. Civil lawsuits running right now. How there's nothing criminal yet, I don't know. Jim Rathman is joining us. He is a former Secret Service investigative consultant to give us some insight in his opinion on all this. Jim, I mean, what's your take on the parents of Gabby's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie?
I've always thought the parents' behavior was extremely strange. And I think one of the biggest pieces everybody needs to remember, if you think back on this case, Brian actually went home to Florida in advance to Gabby ever even being killed. He went home and there was a storage facility that they had where he went ahead and moved everything out of one location, one storage facility, moved it somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Why? Right? What exactly did the parents know? And then obviously they threw up a lot of, they deflected a lot of things to give him time to find his way to, to escape or to be not talked to for a very long time. So the parents were obviously covering for him. But I found it to be really interesting that there was a letter that she wrote to her son that says, burn after reading. Mm-hmm. So to me, you know, they said this all was taken out of context. I don't know about you, but I've never written a letter to anybody that ever says burn after reading, unless it was some sort of top secret information that we had no choice but to use a burn barrel afterwards because we're overseas in the military. Mm-hmm. There's no reason for that whatsoever. So I think they had full knowledge. They know what happened. They know what he was going to do. They did everything they could to try to deflect away from it. Why they are not investigated more and why they haven't been arrested for obstruction is beyond me.
I think there's
more than enough evidence for that.
At the very least, the arrest to be made and continue the investigation on this and see where it leads. That doesn't make a lot of sense. I guess I could in some cases, just because I have kind of a dark sense of humor. My family has a dark sense of humor. The only way I could see that letter actually being nothing to do with this is just some sort of like, you know, life lesson letter of, you know, do this, do that. And in very generic terms, until we actually see the letter, it's going to be hard to know the context of all of it. But I could see it being like, and if you have a body, you know, dig a deep hole with a shovel and bury it in there. And just something very generic, not necessarily step-by-step instructions for how to dispose of a human body. That's the only way I could see it very tongue-in-cheek. But, and obviously the optics of even that are horrible in this case. But until we actually see the whole thing, it's hard to know. And that I am just baffled by why there wouldn't be more into the obstruction against them for the time period. This is all a civil case right now.
Right.
Of them not saying anything to anyone where they appeared to, in the timeline, clearly know that Gabby was dead. The investigation was continuing on.
Well, you know, like most people, their human reaction, when people know they wronged you, they avoid you.
Yeah.
And if they know they have information and they know that it's wrong, they're going to avoid everybody, which is exactly what they're doing. I mean, it's, you know, I think the obstruction here is very obvious, but I also, you know, the day they go out with investigators, they walk right up to the spot where, you know, he apparently had killed himself, and they find the notebook and various things. And it's like, you know, what are the chances? I mean, of all places to go to in Western Florida, you walk right up to the spot where, you know, you believed he was at and he was there. I mean,
that was another, because they had people out there searching for a long time, and then suddenly they happen to be like, oh, here he is.
Yeah. Leave the house, drive right there, 20 minutes, here you go.
And what a bizarre thing to do of this, accepting and your son, you knowing your son is going to go out and kill himself and being okay with it. That's another thing that seems rather bizarre of how one would handle that or allow that, or not say, no, let's try and find some other alternative here. Death is not the answer. But they seem to have almost kind of made some sort of peace with, you're going to be in jail for the rest of your life, or, you know, you can go kill yourself. At least that's how it's coming across to me.
And I agree with you. I think that's completely strange behavior, but it also makes me always sit there and wonder, what exactly did Gabby know? What did she stumble upon? What exactly had happened and transpired that even the parents would be acceptable of this? Is there some sort of massive family secret? Is there some sort of behavior that's taking place? Or is there something much bigger that we don't even know about that they were okay with the way that this was handled? It's just pure speculation. I don't have any proof to that.
Sure.
But it makes me wonder, what's the bigger picture? Because that's not normal behavior. I know, you know, if I had a child that, you know, got himself in a lot of trouble and killed his girlfriend and everything else, I'd be like, look, at the end of the day, I'm not going to let you sit there and run. We're going to face this and we'll fight it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what happens is going to happen. But I wouldn't be like, yeah, please go ahead and take yourself out and let's just not talk to anybody. Let's keep all the secrets. Like, there's something that's being covered and hidden still. What exactly is that?
That's interesting. I've not really thought of it that way, but you're exactly right. The way all of this has been handled, number one, it's suspicious, but why is it suspicious? Why have all of these steps been that way? Initially, you can look at it and go, they got into an argument. He went too far. Maybe horribly regrets it, had anger issues, but in his right mind would never truly want to kill her, but it did go that far. But was there a reason for him killing her, though? That's, I guess, another part that I do wonder about. She did live with them for a good period of time. And that's another weird part of this, is if you're living with them, you had this close relationship and them seeming to have zero interest in participating in helping find her. It very much speaks to them knowing that she's already dead. So what's the point? But why would you not, I mean, at the very least, show some compassion? It just seems so ridiculously cold.
It is very, very, very cold. And again, you know, the letter from the mom to her son, please burn after reading. Like, again, I've never written that kind of letter to anybody ever.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And most people send emails and text messages this day. So to write a handwritten letter to please burn, clearly you don't want a trail. So what was it? Like, what exactly do you guys know, or what exactly are you hiding on or holding on to? Just makes me so much more suspicious in this case.
Do you
I think they're going to be held civilly liable for a lot of it.
It's being in the civil court right now. Do you think this at some point there'll be criminal charges filed against them?
I think there could be some criminal charges filed. It hasn't hit the statute of limitations on that yet, and I'm not 100% certain what the statute of limitations would be. Is it 2 years, 6 years,
mm-hmm.
5 years, based on what they're going to charge them with? I totally think there could be some criminal charges, and maybe what law enforcement is waiting for is to see what is uncovered in the civil case. Because you know, when you file a civil case, they have a right to defend themselves, but at the same time, you have a right to subpoena the records you need on the Gabby's parents' side in order to figure out what exactly was going on. So maybe they're just sitting back waiting right now to find out what information was actually found. And is there enough to charge him with?
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Obviously, everybody deals with grief and trauma differently, but I feel like there should almost be a charge of just for being a shitty human being, because I'm sorry, this is the way they handled it and the way they handled their communication with the other family. You win the Shitty Human Being Award. And I think there should be some sort of consequence to that, and I hope there is. Be interesting to see what they do and when. That's the biggest question. If you like the show, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates on the stories we're covering for you and discussions. Get a commercial-free experience through Apple Podcasts right now. Get access to that and all of our programs ad-free when you sign up there. Even try it for 3 months free on Apple Podcasts. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.